Oh my goodness, welcome back, Realism Sports Talk episode 181. We are in the building TNT style with my man, the return of the Mac, my man Tyler. What is good, Tyler?
It's good to be back. I'm excited to get into some football, some baseball, and a little bit of basketball.
Oh, man. Tyler, just seeing you on the screen gets me hyped up. I'm hyped up just seeing you on the screen. I ain't even wear a hat because I'm so hyped up. Yo, thank y'all for listening on Spotify, checking us out on YouTube Live, Facebook, Realism Sports Talk on TikTok, at Realism Podcast on Twitter. Thank you to all the patrons that support the show. My man, Brunt, at B Jones Sports. He's going to be on our Raw show this Friday. Check him out. We're going to be talking about the AFC West, which he's a Chiefs fan. He's a Chiefs guy. And then the return of my co-host from the Raw show, Tommy, who's a Denver guy, GM Tommy. So Friday night might be a little crazy with talks of Chiefs and Broncos. We'll see. Definitely at Doe 1 P Sharp, my man Parrish. He's a Grizzly fan. He runs a good show out there. I want to get him on the show because I got to talk about some Ja Morant with Marcus Smart over there. I talked about him on the last show. I think Memphis is making a push if they're healthy to do some things. But before we start getting into anything, I had to wear blue today because I want to send my condolences out to the Lynch family. One of my son's best friends passed away 2 days ago. His favorite color is blue, so I had to wear a blue shirt today. The young is dying too old, man. The young is dying too old, and no parent should ever have to bury their child. It's the most sickening feeling ever. And Victor, I coached him in sports and AAU basketball. Quality kid, never in the streets, never doing anything wrong. Don't be doing nothing crazy. That's the thing, man. He was just working, doing his thing on his own. Sharp kid, my condolences to the whole family. We grew up like family, and we love you, Big Vic. We love you, Big Vic. Definitely.
God bless.
Definitely. And for my Commanders, always got love for them, but I don't know what's going on, and we'll talk about what the crazy ex-owner did. And love for the five-time NBA 2K cover boy, the Black Mamba, Kobe Bean Bryant. And then all the love right there for my mama. I am so happy right now because this is a TNT episode of Realism Sports Talk with the co-host of Fat Boy Fade Away, my man, Mr. Tyler. Tyler, how you been, man? How you been?
I mean, I've been busy. I've been struggling. The pods aren't coming out as much as I'd like them to come out. But if I'm going to do a pod that's not Fat Boy, this is the one to do. I love doing the show with you. I hope I can do this every week, Wednesday or Thursday night. I enjoy it, and I can't wait to talk some sports.
And so anybody watching right now, my man is in Cali. He's in California. So my time is 11:15, and everybody knows I get up early for work.
Yeah, it's wild.
I get up early for work, but when I get somebody like Tyler that's going to be on the show doing the TNT edition, sleep don't matter, baby, because when you get a quality person like him on here to discuss things we're talking about, I'm wide awake, baby, wide awake. So today, since Tyler's on the show, we're going to talk about the NFC East, and we're going to talk about the NFC West, the ins and outs. We're going to have some fantasy aspects in there. As you can see, yes, I am still a fantasy champion. We'll talk about Hard Knocks with more Aaron Rodgers. Ain't nothing better than seeing more Aaron Rodgers. Snyder and Gruden. Apparently, there's some fisticuffs going on. My man, like I said, he's a Warriors fan, so we're going to talk about the impact CP3 can make. And you see the Giants hat. I won't say Dodgers. You see the Giants hat on his head. We're going to talk about the baseball. We won't talk about baseball much at all. We're going to talk about something because his boy did something that hasn't been done in a long time. You ready, Mr. Tyler?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Terrell.
Look, breaking news. Your boy LeBron James announces during the ESPYs that he's coming back for a 21st season.
I thought we could go a show without talking about you.
I had to bring your boy up. I had to bring your boy up, Tyler. All right, so look.
He always has to make everything about
him. What? Always about him, dude. I mean, you're LeBron James. You got everything. You've done everything. Why you? I mean, come, really? But then again,
steal the ESPY.
But then again, Tom Brady does stuff like that. Aaron Rodgers. Right. I guess when you're a prima donna like that, I mean, you know, whatever. We don't understand it because we'll never be ever anything close to that. In their minds, in our minds, we right there with a baby. So we're going to start with my division first. We're going to start with my division first because I think it's more competitive than your division. But so the Eagles, we saw the Eagles.
I think that's a compliment.
Is it? So the Eagles, you know,
we'll
they got.
We'll find out what your thoughts are.
So when you win, you know what happens. Everybody starts picking at your pieces. They got new coaching staff. They got two new running backs, seven new starters on the whole thing. So they lost seven starters. The schedule's going to be harder and all kinds of things like that. So when we look at the Eagles, do you think that they're still that team? Or do you think they're going to have that Super Bowl hangover, the schedule being different? Or do you think they're still the cream of the crop?
I mean, obviously, injuries change everything. I'm going to just pretend no injuries don't exist. If they're healthy, they're the cream of the crop. This roster is loaded from top to bottom. They lose Javon Hargraves, but they replace him with the best defensive player in my mind in college football.
Where did Hargrave go to?
My boy. I can't wait. Team him up with Eric Armstead, Nick Bosa. We'll get into that a little bit later.
That's scary.
Yeah, I think they're the best team in the NFC East, or the NFC East for sure. The NFC, my boys will give them a run. But they were by far the best team we played. They made our offensive line look terrible. They still have all the depth on the defensive line. I think you can get them in the middle of the field, maybe in that linebacker situation. They're still young. But the weapons and the way Jalen Hurts played last year, he's just phenomenal. They're going to be a tough out.
I agree with that. I agree with that. On paper, they look like that. I have a feeling they're going to have Jalen Hurts not run as often. So I think that's going to change a little bit of the dynamic. But before he got hurt, he was – if not the top front runner for the MVP, him and Patrick Mahomes were right there. So here's my question to you, Tyler. What do you feel like is more likely to happen? Because they won the NFC last year, and if he didn't get hurt, he might have won MVP. What's more likely to happen? That they win the NFC again, or that Hurts wins the MVP?
Oh, wow. That's a high-stakes game of poker right there. I would go with... I think they have a better chance to win the NFC East. Or the whole NFC.
The whole NFC, they have a better chance.
To win the whole NFC. Like you said, I don't see them running as much. That's going to bring down some stats. I think they'll depend more on DeAndre Swift, Penny. They signed Penny in the offseason.
Yep.
So I think they'll depend on the run game a little more, depend on the defense to get more stops. And they'll just, it's not going to be as high-powered, I don't think. I think A.J. Brown doesn't have the same season. But they'll still be great. They're still going to win games. I just think Jalen Hurts' stats take a step back while he's still just as effective. It's just a little different. They're more conservative. They just play to win instead of blow teams out.
I feel you. But since you brought up the two running backs, Penny and Swift, since you do play fantasy football, have you ever won a championship, Tyler?
I've won a couple. One league.
I don't want to hear family. I don't want to hear family leagues when you're beating your little brother and cousins. And...
don't degrade me like that. No, I have this friend league I've been in for like 15 years. I won it one time. It was one of the greatest fantasy moments of my life. That's for sure. It meant a little more. I have not won it in a while. It's been depressing, but it is what it is. Yeah, I've won that one.
So, as a champion from last year and the year before and the year before that, let me ask you a question, Tyler. In fantasy.
Are you in 3 years in a row? You played.
No. Hold on. I'll be fair. It's different leagues. I run a 14-team league, and then the Realism Sports Talk League is 12. But anyway.
I'll have to join that.
Yes. You are going to be in there, and Darren, you're going to be in one of the leagues, but we'll get back to that. But since you brought the running backs, which one would you prefer in fantasy? Penny or Swift, they both have injury concerns, but they both have been explosive when they've had their time to shine.
I go boom or bust a lot, and I think that's why I don't win a lot. I take Swift for the passing. I just think having the third down back who's going to play in the passing downs, it's bigger chunk yards. If it's PPR especially, I take DeAndre Swift. I like Penny still. I take him as my running back two or running back three for bye weeks. But I think I'd side with Swift.
Right, side with Swift. All right, that's fair. That's fair. All right, let's get to the team that's more than likely challenging them, the Cowboys. They've made some changes, changed their offensive coordinator. Now McCarthy's going to be the play caller. They got Brandon Cooks out there. Pollard, we still don't know if he's going to be ready or not. And behind him is some unproven talent. Schultz is gone, so we don't know about the tight end to help Dak. But they're telling me that McCarthy being the play caller is going to help Dak with his picks and everything like that. You think? How do you feel about that?
I don't like McCarthy at all. I think McCarthy's strictly had the best quarterback, in my opinion, at least regular season quarterback, and Rodgers made it.
Hold on. The best regular season quarterback?
Regular season
ever?
Not ever. The years he was playing.
What about Peyton Manning? I feel like he's the best regular season quarterback.
He was great too.
I'm going to give it to you, Tyler.
I appreciate this is why I love being on the show. You have to come in sharp. You got to defend your points. And you're right. Okay, I'll go with one of top 10. Three of his generation. Him, Brady, and Manny.
You might be right, Tyler.
Five. How many MVPs the guy got? He's just phenomenal regular season.
I think he's got three, right? Does he have three?
I think he has. Well, he won like two in a row when he was like 37 and 38. Later in his career, which is crazy.
Okay.
But yeah, I think McCarthy's a product of Rodgers. I'm not a big Dak guy. I think Dak's an okay top 15 quarterback. And if Pollard is out for any amount of time, the backfield isn't explosive at all. Like Zeke's lost it. CeeDee Lamb's still a good player, but the weapons outside of him, and if Pollard's hurt, I think Dak struggles. Especially with McCarthy calling the play.
This is why I'm so happy that we're on this instead of Zoom. Because when I had Darren on, we had to do, and Brandon, we were doing Zoom, so I had to hurry up. You said something that's crazy, and I just want to pick your brain real quick. You said Dak a top 15 quarterback. Now, to be fair, the AFC, I think, has more quarterback talent than the NFC. But is Dak the second best quarterback in the NFC?
Call me a homer, but Purdy's the second best quarterback in the NFC. Call me a homer, I don't care.
And what does Homer say? Duh, on The Simpsons. Come on, bro.
But look at his numbers when he came in. They scored more points than the Chiefs and Mahomes in that 7-game stretch. He got the ball out quick. You have Kittle, McCarthy, maybe just with the weapons it helps him, obviously, but he just gets the ball out quick. He outthinks he would when he played the Seahawks, that running around dynamic that he gives you. He's more explosive than Dak.
I can't
NFC
wait.
Quarterbacks I'm are terrible sa- too, outside of Jalen Hurts.
I am saving my comment for that when I pop your bubble later on.
I know you're a Trey Lance guy.
So everybody's gonna watch this. Just watch and wait to see what happens. All right, so here's my question to you about that division. Here's my question. Dak, because he had the most offensive firepower statistically, but he also had the most interceptions. They said that Coach McCarthy's going to clean up the interceptions. So, what's more likely, Dallas wins the NFC or Dak wins MVP?
Dak wins MVP.
That's more likely? You just dogged Dak.
Dak will blow it in the playoffs. He's terrible.
You just dogged Dak.
He puts up yards, and I don't think either will happen. But if one is going to happen, you have a terrible head coach, and it's not clutch. I just don't see an NFC championship in their future. They play the Niners, they lose every time. They play the Eagles, they're going to lose. I just don't see it, and I can't give the Cowboys a Super Bowl appearance. I've been there since 1995.
I feel you. I feel you completely because Dallas Cowboy quarterbacks are usually good at fantasy. I used to use Tony Romo every year in fantasy. I didn't care about real life, but in fantasy, he was goldmine. All right, going to the third team that made the playoffs, the Giants. I think they will take a step back. But the biggest issue with the Giants, you know, they gave the money to Jones. They got Waller, who is a big upgrade for their offense. But they got got Paris Campbell and Jamison Crowder at wide receiver. I don't know what's going on that way. You're losing Julian Love, my man from Notre Dame. And Barkley might hold out. I hope he don't do some Le'Veon Bell thing. So here's my thing about the Giants. Here's my question from fantasy. Do you trust Barkley in fantasy at all? I mean, because this news right here is making me nervous. Would you still draft him?
I mean, where am I? I'll take him late second round now.
Is he going to last that long?
At this point. No, I don't think he will. So, no, I don't trust him at the spot he's getting drafted. No, if he's first round, I'm staying off him. I don't trust the Giants. The O-line's not that great. Daniel Jones is going to not scare anyone out of the box. And then, like you said, Parable and Scrubby McScrub on the other side. I think that's not good enough. Darren Waller is a nice little upgrade, but the Giants are going to take a huge step back. I'm not a big fan. I do like their head coach. Can't think of his name off the top of my head, but
Brian Daboll.
I'm not a big Daniel. Yeah, Brian Daboll. He looks like the guy from the Adams Family, the bald guy from the Adams Family.
Uncle Fester.
I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Uncle Fester.
Fester. He looks like Fester.
I like him. I think
the Giants like a huge setback. Daniel Jones, this isn't my cup of tea. I don't think he's a very good quarterback. I think he can do the Alex Smith.
That's saying a lot, though.
You have a good defense? What's that?
That's saying a lot. Alex Smith did well for us before he got hurt.
I'm talking Niners Alex Smith more than he progressed with him. I think he really got a little better. I think early Alex Smith was just sort of handing the ball off. Checking it down to Vernon Davis. I'm not a big Daniel Jones fan. I can't believe he got that contract. It's wild to me.
All right, the last team that didn't make the playoffs, of course, my squad. We got Eric Bieniemy from the Chiefs to be our offensive coordinator. Sam Howell was announced to be the QB1 way too early, in my opinion. Our defense is still legit. I don't know if we're going to sign Chase or whatever. We got new owners. Here's my question about us then. Was it smart to anoint Sam Howell as the quarterback one when Jacoby Brissett played okay for Cleveland? And I feel like our roster, especially on the defensive side, is way better than Cleveland's was when Brissett was there. Do you think it was good to do that from the jump?
I don't really buy into it. If he sucks in the preseason and Brissett is looking good, I still could see him going, we're going to go with Brissett. I think it's just a confidence builder to get your young quarterback who you're hoping succeeds, a little confidence going into training camp. That's how I kind of see it. I actually like the Washington Commanders to do kind of what the Giants did last year. You get a fresh Brian Campbell, a healthy Brian Campbell, a top 15 receiver, top 10 receiver, Terry McLaurin looking to break out. Sam Howell, Jacoby Brissett leave something to be desired. But at least Sam Howell, it's unknown. You don't really know what you're going to get. Hopefully it's good. Yeah. But as far as naming him the starter, I just don't buy it. I think it's just like a motivational rule to give him some confidence.
And you're probably exactly right with that. You're probably exactly right. So now we're going to dive into the big questions about the division.
Can I ask you a question about the
Commanders? Yeah, go ahead.
What are your thoughts on the Commanders? What are your thoughts on Sam Howell? Do you wish they didn't do that?
I wish we'd have paid Lamar Jackson $200
million. That's fair. That's like a 50-mile drive. Very far.
I wish we'd have done that. That's what I would have wished. Nothing against Sam Howell, but I feel like our defense is enough to win. We're enough to win. You know what I mean?
Your defensive line's top three in the whole NFL. I don't know much about the DBs, but I know the front four is just sick.
Yeah, I mean, so. But I don't have any expectations for Washington because why would I? Why would I?
One more question on the Commander.
Yeah.
Chase Young. What was this trade like? Oh, he might get traded. He might get, cut or flat out cut. It didn't make sense to me. Why are they, so short-leashed with Chase Young?
I don't know. We didn't pick up his fifth-year option. I haven't seen him in the news doing nothing wrong. I haven't seen nothing. He got hurt. So what? People get hurt.
Yeah.
And guess who he's linked to going to?
49ers. I don't know. Well, that'd be a beautiful sign.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
I don't get it either. The guy's a freak.
That's Washington football, baby. That's Washington football. That's what we do.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
So for the division, here's my question. We talked about Jalen Hurts. Now, you done went to the Super Bowl. You broke records that's never been done before. You almost won MVP if you didn't get hurt. Dak Prescott, you're supposed to be the guy. How long is Dallas going to keep hanging on to that? Daniel Jones, you got a contract that many people think you don't deserve. And Sam Howell, new ownership's coming in. They didn't draft you. So, whatever. Who's the QB that's under the most pressure?
I mean, I always think it's the QB that is expected to win the Super Bowl or be in the Super Bowl, not Jalen Hurts. He's like, is he going to lose his job? No. But I think the national media expects him to bounce back or have the same year he had last year and win the Super Bowl. Maybe not win it, get to the Super Bowl. And anything short of that is a failure. That's just too much for someone who's in their third year, I believe. For do they have the team to do it? Yeah. And that makes it even more pressure packed.
So you think because of the team around him, he has the most pressure?
Well, just expectation. Like, you're expected to make it to the Super Bowl. That's tough. The only guy who I have faith in saying, oh, you're making it to the Super Bowl is Patrick Mahomes. And that's still a lot to ask.
That's true. So, I'm going to disagree with you because he just signed his contract. Yes, he took less money than everybody else. I'm going to go with Dak because I feel like Dak Prescott, if they don't do anything, if he doesn't show enough, he might be gone and not get this next contract. Because Daniel Jones, he's on a friendly deal with both sides. And Sam Howell's a rookie, so whatever. I think Jalen Hurts has done enough. And, you know, he got his money. He got his guarantee.
I think you're right, actually, now that, like, the Cowboys have these unrealistic expectations that, like,
all the time.
Dak's just, you're right. I guess not thinking about it. Just me personally, it would be Jalen Hurts. But as a Dak is, being a Cowboys quarterback's tough.
Why is it tough?
Because there's always the national media, oh, you're America's team. You're this and that. You're always in the news. Like, you're some celebrity just for being on the team. It's just, being a Cowboy, it's why we hate the Cowboys. Why we hate LeBron James. It's the same, like, attention-seeking horror, like, stuff that both this franchise and that LeBron does.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. But you didn't know why what happened just now? You didn't mess me all up, Tyler. I don't have a hat on for a show. And I didn't do on Relative Sports Talk. We talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent to the
big
time storyline. How did I? I'm so excited to talk to you. I didn't forgot my daggone, my punch. I mean, what's going on? That's what you did to me. That's crazy. TNT.
It's wild. I forgot. TNT. I was like looking forward to it when you were doing the intro and then it got skipped by and I forgot.
But we're going to do it again later on then. All right.
We got to make up for it.
There is one free agent that's out there right now, Mr. Dalvin Cook, who's been linked to the AFC East a lot with Miami, Buffalo, his brother's there, the Patriots trying to get him and D-Hop maybe. I don't know if Brees Hall's not healthy. So all those teams, whatever. But I'm looking at it like, hey, like you said, Tony Pollard, if he's not healthy, Dallas. Looking at Washington, we need an explosive player because Brian Robinson, cool. Antonio Gibson, cool. But you're not explosive. If one of those two teams, well, I mean, if he went to one of those two teams, Dallas or Washington, could that put us up there with the Eagles?
I mean, no, not with the Eagles. I think it makes you a second wild card team, or maybe a first wild card team, maybe a third wild card team. Just in the wild card hunt. Sam Howell is too big of an unknown. I'm not betting on him being as good as the Eagles. The Cowboys, like I said before, Mike McCarthy and Dak are just losers.
Okay, so it seems like you hate my division. How many teams do you think is going to make the playoffs?
I like the Commanders. I love the Commanders' uniforms. I think they're I love their old ones. The new ones kind of suck. But
that's like saying I like the cream whatever from Tampa Bay. How many teams make the playoffs?
Two
teams make the playoffs.
Giants take a step back. I think Eagles, Cowboys lose first round.
That's fair. All right, let's get to your division now. Let's get to your division. We're going to start with the Cardinals. They got a new coach. No D-Hop. Hollywood Brown's still there. I don't know what their identity is. Are they in rebuild mode? Who knows? Kyler Murray's still there. Here's my question, though. As far as fantasy goes, is Kyler Murray still a viable fantasy quarterback? Because I know not this past year, but the 2 years before that, I used Kyler Murray and won championships. And now we're talking about this team's horrible and rebuilding. Would you still take a flyer on Kyler Murray?
I would take him as my second quarterback. Because he's going to be hurt in the first part of the year. I don't really want to F with him then. Second part, quarterback, you can put up numbers. Just if you can run, you can put up fantasy numbers right. Like it's nothing if you can move with your feet. So, yeah, Kyler Murray in the second half of the season. First half, I wouldn't spend any in the top 12 rounds.
Wow, that's some crazy stuff, especially since you said the second best quarterback is a quarterback in San Francisco. That's fucking hurt, dude. That's fucking hurt.
I didn't say fantasy quarterback.
All right, speaking of another quarterback that was hurt, but he's not, and he won a Super Bowl with the team, the Rams. I don't know what they're doing. Are they rebuilding for the future? I mean, you got players like Matthew Stafford, who still got some juice in there. Cooper Kupp, who was in real life and in fantasy, he was top echelon. And then Aaron Donald, who's maybe top five defensive player ever, maybe. It's arguable. Are they trying to compete? What if you're the Rams, would you try to compete? Because the NFC is weak right now. I know it would take a lot, but yeah. You never know. Would you try to compete, or would you try to ship off your stars?
I don't know how they can compete. They traded first-round picks like the last couple of years to win that Super Bowl, getting Von Miller and getting like a couple other guys I can't think of off the top of my head.
Jalen Ramsey.
I just don't see how they're going to compete. I do like, if you just put those top three players out, like, oh, you got Kupp, Stafford, and Donald, you're like, oh, I'm legit. But the surrounding people are so bad. It's like Cardinals-esque. You just have a threesome that's pretty good.
Right.
I don't think they're going to compete. I think they're trying to trade him. I mean, Cooper Kupp, before he got injured last year, was phenomenal. I was like, man, I thought this guy was a one-hit, maybe not one-hit wonder, but like a one special.
I did
wonder.
Too.
And he was on base for the second year. Was going to be better than that. The first, he's a special guy. I don't know. Can you trade a guy like that? You're not going to get the worth back, but you're not going to win anything with this roster.
You could definitely trade him because I'm sure almost every team would like to have a Cooper Kupp. I mean, I don't know. Eric Donald should retire.
Like a third, they're not going to give you anything crazy for him. Like that's the weird thing about football. You're almost 30. You're a receiver. I don't know. That's just how I see it. I'd trade.
If I look at a team like Buffalo, I'm giving a second round pick. Buffalo, I'm doing it if I'm Buffalo.
I mean, I'd give a second round pick. I mean, maybe not as a Niner fan. We have two legit receivers. But Kupp's better than both of them. Like, that's the crazy part. You're like, well, Kupp's better, but I don't want to give up the draft. NFL is just weird. They value draft picks so much.
They do. So, as a fantasy aspect, if everything stays the same way it is Cooper Kupp still a top wide receiver? I mean, every year he's healthy, he's a top 1, 2, 3 wide receiver. Would you draft him like that?
I would take Cooper Kupp. With McVay and Stafford still there, I'm taking Cooper Kupp. Late first, early second round.
So you're saying his value is still good?
As long as McVay and Stafford are there. Like, you trust McVay calling plays, and I trust Stafford to have a cannon for an arm. I mean, it did look a little worse towards the end of last year, before he sat out the rest of last year. But, yeah, I trust both those guys.
That's interesting.
And Cooper Kupp's just elite route running. That he's wide open a lot of times.
That is very, very interesting. That's good. Because I think that's going to be something that people think about during their drafts, like, do we want to do that or not, you know? All right. Go ahead.
Who's better than Cooper Kupp? Jamar Chase, Jefferson,
Devontae Adams.
He has Jimmy Garoppolo, though. I'd rather have Stafford throw me the ball.
I mean, he had Derek Carr, and he was still putting up the same numbers.
I mean, you're right. But Derek Carr has a better arm than Jimmy. Like, Jimmy's never gotten any. I got his Debo out of decent year 2 years ago. You're right.
Yeah, I think so.
Would rather have Kupp than Devontae Adams.
But Debo was also running the ball, too. Sometimes he threw the shit.
Yeah, exactly. He was getting numbers anyway he can.
All right, them Seattle Seahawks. They're building things. They're doing things. Geno got some money. They got another running back, Charbonnet, to help Walker III. They got Jackson Smith and Nick. I mean, they got some wide receivers out there. They got Love, like I said, from the Giants. They got Wagner back. Quandre Diggs. They got some players out there in Seattle. But here's my question to you. Walker III came on late. Are you trusting to draft him in the top one or two rounds with the draft that they just picked up with Charbonnet?
I think I'd trust him. I like the weapons he has around him. They're going to score points. Geno is my biggest worry about Seattle. I'm not a Geno guy. I like what they did with the offensive line last year. They just drafted strictly offensive line. Then they had Jackson Smith, JSN. I don't know how to say his last name.
Right.
But, yeah, I think they're – Seattle, I don't think so. I think they're a little overrated. Because of Geno. I don't trust Geno. Like, you don't like Purdy. I'm not a Geno guy. And I'm a big West Virginia fan. I love the Noel Devine, Steve Slayton, Pat White day.
Pat White.
Those were my teams. And then Geno came in those first four games, looked like the Heisman guy, and then he just fell apart. He sucked in New York. I'm not a Geno guy. I think he's okay. I just don't trust him to win games. Like, I saw, like, the Niners, if you watch the Niners playoff game, they were in that game. Geno wasn't going to win a game like that.
That's interesting, and we're going to come back to that.
But I'd like Frank Walker. To get to your question, Frank Walker, I do like his talent. From Michigan State, he reminds me of Le'Veon Bell a little bit, without not as quite the receiver.
I like it. I think I trust him, too. I'm taking him second round. If I get him second round, I'm taking him quickly because I'm not worried about a rookie coming in because I think he earned his keep. That's why you saw Penny go ahead and go. All right, let's get to the 49ers. There's your team. There's your squad. You're frozen on my screen, but I know you're not because we can still hear you, so that's good. 49ers, quarterback situation is what it is. Purdy's health. I know Trey Lance. I don't know what happened to Trey Lance, but listen. No, I'm going to save that for when I tell you something about who's going to win that division. Your running back health. We always got to worry about McCaffrey and Eli. What do you think has which quarterback, if you could pick one of those three quarterbacks completely healthy, completely engaged with the team, which one has the best chance to get you to the Super Bowl?
I mean, you frame it in a weird where if Lance is any good and can read a defense, which he hasn't proven to be able to do, if Lance has all the tools. Like, he can run fast, throw farther. But Purdy's, I'd rather have Purdy. He gets the ball quick. He knows where McCaffrey is. He knows who his playmakers are and how to get the ball to the playmakers better than Trey Lance has shown so far. So Purdy would be my answer.
Purdy's your answer. You love some Purdy. You ain't done shit. He ain't throw one score in the playoffs at all. Anyway. All right.
Who?
Purdy ain't do nothing.
He tore Seattle up.
He ain't throw no touchdowns. No touchdowns in the playoffs. That's McCaffrey's show, baby. Seattle. It's McCaffrey's show. Look it up.
McCaffrey would help. Look it up. McCaffrey.
So right now, y'all looking at Sam Darnold, we already know about him seeing ghosts. Did you hear how he stayed at George Kittle?
I don't want the 6 cents.
Did you see how he stayed in the pool house with George Kittle?
He's gone. Sam Darnold is not starting. If Sam Darnold's starting, I'm revoking everything I said about the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan in the past. And we're going to be no good. Sam Darnold's a trash quarterback. I don't care about, he was the third overall pick. I've seen him enough. He's not good. We have two better options. Play Trey Lance if we're going to even think about playing Sam Darnold.
Did you hear what happened, though, when he stayed in the pool house?
No.
He said he woke up and he felt like somebody was holding him. And then the next night, he felt like someone was in the room with him. The freakiest thing ever. This guy's still seeing ghosts, period. And that's going to be an issue for you guys. That's going to be a big-time issue. So when we get to the division.
He's a third-string quarterback. He's not.
Is he a third-string? Is he? Y'all picked him up real quick. What QB has the most pressure? What QB in the division has the most pressure? Because we look at Geno getting that money. We see Matthew Stafford, like, does he need to play well to stay there? I don't know. Kyler Murray, could he be gone? Does he need to play well? What's going on? And then your situation. Who's under the most pressure at QB for the 49ers?
For the 49ers.
I mean, for the division.
Geno got his money. I guess Kyler. Like, he got his money. But do you want to be a one-hit wonder, basically? You're out of, like, you're a backup. You're in the Cam Newton. But 10 years later than Cam Newton got in that role, I think it's Kyler Murray. the whole Call of Duty, like, jokes, the memes, oh, he plays more Call of Duty than watches film. It's got to be Kyler Murray.
Well, if Kyler Murray's under the most pressure after getting $190-some million guaranteed, come on, Tyler. What pressure is he under? We think that they're going to be either the worst team or the second worst team in the division, right? The QB under the most pressure. The QB under the most pressure is your fucking boy Purdy. That's who it is. Because this guy, you didn't elevate him like to be the second best quarterback in the division already. This dude's hurt. You got somebody that y'all gave away 3 first round picks on the bench. And then you got the ghost hunter sitting over here to be over there. It's Purdy. He's under the most pressure by far because he's got to go from being Mr. Irrelevant in the draft to being a savior for a team that should have been in the Super Bowl many years in a row now with the way it's built and constructed. What do you think, right? I mean, that team is built to win right now. You had opportunities to go after other players, but you said, no, in Purdy we trust. That's pressure.
The fact that they have a guy, like you said, they gave away 3 first-round picks to acquire, and he can't even get a starting job. They don't care about that guy. They obviously already gave up on him because they give that guy every chance he can to succeed.
But he got hurt.
They're already. Purdy got hurt. They're not saying, oh, Purdy's being replaced. They don't want to start any of these guys. They're talking about this QB bat. They both, Lynch and Shannon, have both come out and been like, Purdy's our guy. When he's healthy, he's playing. Is there pressure? Yes, absolutely, because you are on a loaded roster and you're the weak link. So I agree in that situation. But he has the backing of his coach and his GM. And your coach is one of the best offensive minds, not a great game manager. I can't even speak right now. Great game manager. But he's one of the best offensive minds in the football. He won Matt Ryan an MVP. Isn't the most skilled, like, athletically gifted, skilled guy. I just Purdy can do the same things, if not better.
Well, let's talk about your super magnificent coach and GM and all these things and whatnot. Let's look at what they've done. Yeah, you brought up Matt Ryan, who didn't win shit. Yeah, he got an MVP, so what? Everybody wins MVP once in a while. Who cares? They don't win the big prize. The 49ers, for many years, were right there over and over again. You brought up Alex Smith. Alex Smith is very serviceable to win, but they realized they couldn't win. They needed something extra. That's why Colin Kaepernick came in and did what he did because he was more athletic. That was the whole thing about Trey Lance. That was the whole beauty of it. But now Shanahan, he doesn't roll with quarterbacks like that. So I can't even believe they drafted him. I think that they wanted to move up, or at least he did, to get Mac Jones. I honestly believe that because he likes those stationary quarterbacks that are very intelligent. He likes those intelligent quarterbacks that are stationary as a true quarterback, not these athletes running around. John Lynch, I mean, what the hell? This dude should be in the Hall of Fame over my man Woodson from the Cowboys. That's another story that T.O. brought up, and I agree with that. But, you know what I mean? So I think that Trey Lance is not getting a real opportunity with this organization, especially after he got hurt. It was easy for them to say, let's try this guy. Oh, he's winning. He's being successful. It's because you got a loaded roster, not because of him. He's a game manager doing these things. And I think as the next year comes out, I think it's going to break a lot of 49ers' hearts when they don't get back to Super Bowl again with this loaded roster. I mean, it's unbelievable how loaded they are, and they can't get there. It's depressing for me.
They are loaded, and they have one of the best O-lines, best D-line, one of the best D-line, best linebackers. Okay, Purdy, it's just, you're right, he's not the most gifted. He's not the most, but neither was Joe Montana, if you want to, like, go to, like, great lengths to, like, make it seem like, or, like, I like Purdy. I saw intangibles that I haven't seen since Young and Purdy. He gets the, like I keep repeating, he gets the ball quick. He gets the playmakers. They get that yak. And you have Kittle, you have Debo, you have Ayuk, who's a route runner, who would have maybe scored a touchdown on that throw for Hassan Adams, didn't hit Purdy's arm. I don't know why Kroft's blocking Hassan Adams. Bad play, or bad offensive coaching.
That's your coach!
You're right, that was bad coaching. I don't know why. The t- tight end blocking the guy who leads the league in set or pressers in the NFC. But we're going back to the original question, the most pressure. It is Purdy now that, like, you've talked me through this, because he does have the loaded roster. He hasn't gotten his contract. He does have a guy behind him who a lot of the fan base wants to see more of. I'm not one of those guys, but a lot of the fan base still want to see Trey Lance. They don't have gotten a fair shot. When I watch Trey Lance, I don't see it. He seems lost. Maybe he needs to leave in a situation where they give him a real shot. It doesn't seem to be. It'll work in San Francisco.
When you watch the 49ers through the years, through all their success, I mean, from Alex Smith to Colin Kaepernick to Jimmy Garoppolo, when you look at them and not being able to get over the hump to get where you needed to get to, doesn't it seem like that more athletic quarterback seemed to do a little bit more and put a little more skin? Think about it. He's in the backfield with Christian McCaffrey and Debo. I don't know who the hell's getting the ball. And Kittle? Who's going to get the ball? You don't have to do much. Garoppolo doesn't have to do much. Alex Smith never had to do much. Colin Kaepernick didn't have to do much. But Colin Kaepernick can run a little bit. That made you worry more from the defensive side of the ball. I just think if Shanahan would put Trey Lance in a situation and organize the offense around his skill set, I don't know, man. I just feel like I'll take Trey Lance right now. Fuck Sam Howell. I'll take Trey Lance right now. When Eric Bieniemy is my head coach, let's roll. I'll take that all day long. All day long. So how many teams
are in the playoffs? I can't say you're wrong, but I just don't like it. When I watch him play, he lost.
It's like a small sample size.
I don't know what to do with the ball. What?
Small sample size.
But I saw the Bears get lit up for like 40 in their next 7 weeks, and we only managed 10 points.
Are you talking about in the storm that they had? The storm? It was like a hurricane.
Weather. I don't know. I don't make
okay, it. Justin Fields was rushing for 100 yards every game. He rushed for 27. Because of the hurricane.
Yeah, he threw a 70-yard touch to Dante Pettis. It was a wide-open broken coverage. I don't know. It was sloppy. You're right.
How many teams make the playoffs?
In the NFC West?
In your division.
One. Niners.
So you're saying sucks. the division winner makes the playoffs? That's it? Nobody else?
Yeah. The division's terrible.
Well, I shouldn't do this because I told everybody on Relentless Sports Talk, because we always do a big board of our picks and everything else. But since I got Tyler on the show and I'm so excited, I got to break your heart, Tyler. I just have to break your heart and put it out here right now. I'm going to shock everybody else when I say this. And I'm going to give you a reason why I'm saying this. The Seattle Seahawks will win the division of the NFC West. Yo, your whole shit froze. We couldn't hear you. We can't see you. Nothing just happened.
Geno Smith, I'm not fine. Pete Carroll's 80 years old. I just don't see it.
Maybe, I mean, you're talking about.
You know just much more about football than I do. I just don't.
You're talking about Pete Carroll being old, whatever. He's got a ring, and he's got a national championship. Shanahan's got
what? I saw him throw it on the 1 yard line.
I saw Shanahan lose to 40 to what against the Patriots?
28-3.
Whatever.
He was an offensive coordinator.
I don't care. He called the offensive play that got Matt Ryan hit.
That was a terrible play call. You're right. I mean, I saw him blow a 10-point lead to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
All I'm saying, let me give you the reason why, Tyler. Because I am
defense is too good. Your
defense is so freaking good. But your secondary is not very good. Your secondary is in the bottom half of the league. But this is the reason why.
No.
Your defense has been able to cover that up because y'all been able to score enough points. Now with your QB conundrum that you got going on, as a Washington fan, I know all about not having a QB to score enough points. Because like I said, our defense is good enough to win. We don't have a quarterback. Y'all's defense is good enough to win a Super Bowl the past 5-6 years. And y'all ain't done it because y'all don't have the quarterback to do it. And right now, you don't have the health. You got the ghost hunter who really ain't going to do it. And the coach don't want to give Trey Lance a spot. So I think Seattle, who's well-balanced, they're bringing back people. And they got a guy on defense named Kobe Bryant playing. I mean, come on, bro. When you got Kobe Bryant on defense to go with what, Wagner coming back, Jamal Adams. You know, you got Love from Notre Dame back there. And then you got those offensive weapons, the two running backs we talked about, and the three wide receivers. And don't forget, Noah Fant is a tight end to be reckoned with. I'm telling you, Seattle is going to win the NFC West.
I mean, you keep bringing up the Niners offense is going to struggle. They scored the most points in the league when Purdy was the starting quarterback. They scored more than the Chiefs. They scored more than the Cowboys.
Look at the teams they played.
Kyle Shanahan, with these weapons, is not going to fail with whoever they put back there with that defense.
They'll really?
Bring the ball on the ground with McCaffrey and Mitchell.
With anybody back there? Because Josh Johnson ain't it. Josh Johnson ain't do it.
He got hurt too. They were only down 17-7.
Then tell your offensive line to block somebody or tell your play caller to stop calling dumbass plays to get your quarterbacks hurt.
Well, I mean, it's one play in the playoffs. Regular season, he's going to consistently. I'm not worried. The Seahawks aren't it.
The play that Purdy got hurt, if Trey Lance was there, who's more athletic to get around that?
Trey Lance is going to curl up in a ball and get sacked.
Is he? Or is his natural instinct going to be to run?
I mean, run into somebody.
Oh, well, he ain't hurt. I'm just saying, I can't wait to see how this plays out. I might be wrong. I've been wrong 1,000 times, and I'll be wrong again tomorrow.
I'm right there with you.
But I have this feeling that Seattle, with all their... They've expanded their roster a lot and got really deep. And the way their division is, just like the 49ers, the division is so weak at the bottom, that should be 4 easy wins. Yeah. That should be 4 wins all the way down. The 49ers have a harder schedule than Seattle does. So I'm just looking at the different ways that this can balance out. And Geno Smith, as bad as you think he is, and whatever else, he's serviceable and he's mobile enough, and he's confident because that team believes in him for some weird-ass reason. They believe in him, and... I just think, I don't know, man. I just got this weird feeling that Seattle's going to win the division. 49ers make the playoffs, and they might even go to the Super Bowl. Who knows? I just think as far as the division goes. All right, let me hurry up, because we were all up on that, because I really want to, I was going to dive into Hard Knocks, but I'm not. He's got enough, Aaron Rodgers got enough pub. Let's get to your Warriors, baby. Because you do not like Jordan Poole, and you are a very intelligent gentleman. Your co-host on Fat Boy Fadeaway, which is a great show. Everybody check it out on Variety Sports Network at Fatboy Fadeaway. Great show. My man Darren's on there with him. He don't like this move at all, and he likes Jordan Poole. How do you feel about it?
I mean, well, Jordan Poole averaged 23-plus a game on the Wizards, yeah, but is he going to win more than 15 games? No. I just don't buy him as a winning player. He turns the ball over too much. He shoots too many terrible shots. The Warriors' biggest issue was when Steph Curry left the court, they had no point guard. They made Kuminga, Moody. Now Saric's better. They just had a guy who was going to gun, score some points. Now they have a floor general in Chris Paul who can get guys easy buckets. It's a great move. Is it better in the long run? No, he's 39 years old.
No, it is. It is, though. Curry
now. What?
I think it is a good move in the long run. Not as far as CP3 goes.
Sign more guys.
Not as far as CP3 goes, but everything else that you said, Tyler. The future of your bitch to become a star is Kuminga. He can't do it with Steph Curry and Clay. The game's too fast for him. The game's too fast. When you got CP3, if he runs the second unit, if he humbles himself and says, I'm going to run the second unit and teach these youngsters, all the players you named, Mooney, Kuminga, he's going to make them better off the pick and roll, doing different things, slowing the game down, teaching basketball. In the long run, that's going to really help. And that's why you couldn't use Wiseman and people like that, because your team is so fast, it didn't fit his scheme. Now, if you had Wiseman now, coming in with the second unit with Chris Paul and Kuminga and them, whoo, whoo. So I think we both agree.
With you. I think that's the trade that we look back on and go, what the hell did we do that for? It's the Wiseman for Gary Payton, the second trade. But, it's a good. I hated Jordan Poole. I couldn't watch. We had to go zone defense in the playoffs the last two series because he just couldn't guard anybody.
He can't. He can't. And I think CP3, with that second unit, them youngsters, I think it's going to really raise the intelligence of them guys. I mean, you can, nothing against Steph and Clay and them, but their motor is just, it's a different mindset. It's catch and shoot, catch and shoot, catch and shoot.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know Steph can go to the rim and do different things, but CP3 is methodical. He's going to do different things to teach these guys, and I think that's going to be a huge asset for you. I really do, man. I really do.
I think another thing that he'll bring is when he does get played with Steph, Steph can play off the ball. You know how hard it is to guard Steph off the ball with someone who can make a great pocket pass, not a Jordan Poole who's going to look to take his own shot, take some crazy running floater that has a 10% chance of going in. It makes you smarter. They have a higher IQ.
Yes.
They're just a better basketball team. It's not just scoring points. It's not just running gun. Maybe that's Nicky Poole, look at, he averaged 24-5. Just not winning basketball.
So what? Those are empty buckets. Those are empty buckets, just like Kuzma signing that contract. Them, both of them going to be jacking up shots. Oh, they average 25 a game, but you shot 85 times. You know, and didn't win nothing. I totally agree with you. Darren, whenever you watch this, your man right here, he's got that, yo. He's got that. All right. So, speaking of got that, your boy LeBron, who wanted to showcase the ESPYs about himself, now they got a LeBron rule. The flopping. It would be a tech. How you feel about that? I feel like that's going to get crazy.
I love it. I love it. I don't know how often they'll call it, and it's going to be hit or miss. We're like, refs, like a technical is like a $5,000 fine. So, every time they like review this and they have to call it a tech, it's like, you're taking it. It's a crazy thing to put on the refs. But I love it. I hate flopping. I think they should get rid of charges. I think they should move that little line under the key way out, more out.
Further out. I got you.
Further out from the hoop. Just get, like, I think it's not defense. I'd rather, if you're a little guy and you can't challenge the guy at the rim, get the hell out of the way.
That's my thing. No more charging. No more charging at all.
Yeah, just get rid of the charge.
No more.
I've been saying it on Twitter for the last 2 years. Get rid of the charge. Some people agree, some people hate it. Like, well, that's part of the defense positioning. I'm like, well,
no.
Put a big guy in there. Make the big guy more valuable.
Yeah, I do not like that at all.
Kyle Lowry's flopping is.
I can't wait to see how it plays out. Because I feel like this could get real messy between reps. I don't know. This could get real crazy. But speaking of crazy, Kyrie Irving. Huh? Go ahead.
I don't know if it's going to last like the first 2 months of the season, and then all of a sudden you won't really see it. It's just one of those rules they are like.
They say it for 1 year. They say we're going to do it for 1 year to try it.
I think it'll be there for 2 months, and they're going to be like, eh. Like the new ball they did a decade ago. Nah, that ball didn't work. We're just going to go back.
So Kyrie Irving, back with the Mavericks. But the thing I want to talk about is, like Clay Butter, who is your favorite player for the Warriors? I love Clay. His dad played for my Lakers, whatnot. And I've always wondered about Clay because I'm like, where's his shoe deal? He has a shoe deal with Anta Sports, which is like overseas somewhere, right? You know what I'm saying?
China.
You know, I'm sitting here like, why would you do that? But now Kyrie Irving has signed a 5-year deal with the same shoe company. And now he's like the marketing person for it. He can do all these different things for this. Is this going to be a continuing trend, you think? That people are going to be like, I want to try some other things. Because China's got the most people in the world, right? They got the most people in the world. And China, they love basketball. Could you see this being a trend?
I don't think it will be a trend. But I love the idea that Anta's doing because of how much people love Kyrie Irving. A lot of people hate him. But Kyrie Irving has this backing from like a group of people that just like love Kyrie Irving. What he stands for, they'll back anything he does.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he's lighting sage in the Boston Garden.
He's the rebel. He's
the rebel without a cause. He's just
figuring
it out. He's playing, he's doing what he wants to do, everything he feels is right. And I love it too. I'm a big Kyrie guy. I like Kyrie Irving as much as he hit that three against the Warriors and made me sick. But I like how he just doesn't care. He's gonna go about his business the right way, and I don't like him on Dallas. I wish he was still playing with Brooklyn or like with LeBron, where he's a bigger. I know Luka's a big guy, like name and whatnot, but I just don't see him shining as bright in Dallas. But I love Kyrie's game. It's fun. It's exciting. And I think he does have the marketing, like, prowl and, like, marketing behind him to pull something off. I just don't know if it's – I think it's the first step to something. I don't know if it's going to get him there with Kyrie.
Because, I mean, when Klay was doing it, it never really got notarized. I mean, people didn't really whatever. But he was all about it. I mean, Klay's got, what, 6 shoes? I didn't even know he had, like, 6 different shoes. Like, KT6 and the KT8. I'm like, what? You never hear about stuff like that. We running Klay. We got about 5 minutes left. That's fine, though. I'm interested to see that. And I actually want to see these shoes. Does anybody wear these shoes in the United States?
I have a pair of Klay Thompson ones.
You do?
I gotta bring them out next time.
From Anta Sports?
I gotta bring them out next time. What?
From this Anta's whatever?
Yeah, from Anta. They're like what? The cream color. I gotta bring them out next time I'm on this show. I'm gonna
Hell go. Yeah, where'd you order them from?
Anta.com?
Oh.
I love Klay. I don't think people understand how much I love Klay. Like, Klay's my guy. I always support Klay.
Dang, you should see. I got an autographed jersey of Klay Thompson. I got to show you that shit. Game used from the finals. You'll love that one. All right, so getting through it real quick. We got 4 minutes. So we got to talk about the All-Star game last night. The National League finally won after what? How many years?
9 years,
right? 9 years since they won. They won since what, 2012? Is that what it was? No.
Yeah, I believe so.
Was it something like that?
And it was like 15 years before that.
It's been forever. But your San Francisco Giants had one All-Star, but then somebody got hurt, and then they had two. So your boy Alex Cobb had a scoreless fourth inning. You like that, right? You like that. And then didn't he get out Ohtani? Didn't he get him out too?
He did.
But the biggest thing, and I'm going to let you boast on this, how do you feel about my man, let me see if I say it right, Camilo Doval?
Doval.
Got
it.
Yo, this dude had 8 of the fastest pitches in the game. He had 8 pitches over 100 miles an hour. What? Why is nobody talking about this guy? Why does baseball not hype this up and enhance these star players?
I think it's just because he's a closer. He pitches one inning a game. And it's San Francisco. They're kind of like, they're not a small market. They're a big market, but no one expected anything. The guy's filthy. He throws 102 pretty regularly, and it has movement. He throws a 92-mile-per-hour slider. He's absolutely filthy. He's one of my favorite players. Like, he came into the league just throwing gas. Like, he was wild as all get-up, but now he's just this. You see him in the All-Star game, he is absolutely filthy. He's electric.
This is the problem with baseball. They don't enhance the star power that they have. I mean, Ohtani should be talked about on everything. He should be on every freaking magazine. He should be on everything. He's going to be the highest paid player ever. And they're not doing enough. They're not doing enough. It was great to see the All-Star game with the home run derby with the dude from the Orioles with his dad. That was awesome. That was pretty cool how they did that big storyline figured out. But back to what's the name? Doval? What is it?
Duval.
What?
Duval.
Duval.
Like,
okay.
Duval.
Back to him. Duval. So, the biggest thing about that, and I'm glad you're wearing that Giants hat, is he was actually the winning pitcher of the game. Do you know who the last pitcher was that won for the National League?
I have no idea.
Your boy Matt Cain from the Giants in 2012.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Have went back to – every time the National League wins – the Giants have a pitcher the past two times. Hey, you can take that. You can take that all day because y'all ain't gonna really do much.
Take that one to bank.
You know what I'm saying? So that I thought that was cool for you. I thought about you the whole time I watched. I'm like, oh, that's Tyler. Yeah, because the Giants. I mean, what else?
I was on my couch cheering them on.
Tyler, we got under a minute left. Where can everybody find you at?
I mean, I'm not doing much as part of the podcast, but it's TNT Wednesday and Thursday. I'll be on Fat Boy on Sunday morning. Check out Darren Braun on Fat Boy Favorite Podcast.
Oh, so you're not doing pods no more for a while?
I'm still, I'm working like 70 hours a week. I got a kid who's playing all these sports. Weekends are tough, but I'm just trying to take it easy. I got a wedding in November, but check me out here on TNT. Check Darren out on Fat Boy Favorite. I'll be back. Subscribe to both channels. Yeah, Terrell, thank you.
My man Tyler, Return of the Mac McGirt. That's my nickname for it. Return of the Mac, baby, right there. Thank you for your time. I know you don't have a lot of it. I can't wait to November. You and your beautiful fiance, which will be your wife. Hey, you always my man. TNT, Relevant Sports Talk 181. Peace. Love you, Tyler. Be safe, baby.
Real deal.